The U.S. Supreme Court voted to overturn Roe v. Wade by a 6-3 vote. Three of the justices who voted in favor of overturning the ruling were put on the court by former President Donald Trump. Michael Gearhart, a professor at the UNC School of Law, said those three justices were put there on the promise to vote to overturn Roe. He said the Supreme Court decision was not a surprise.
It's been no secret for decades that for the Republican Party, which has had a platform promising such a thing, that the party is mobilized behind this. There's no issue that mobilizes, I think, Republicans more than changing the courts and particularly arranging for their overruling of Roe versus Wade.
Gearhart said the Supreme Court being completely apolitical is just a myth and has been that way since George Washington appointed the first justices. Washington appointed justices who were strong Federalists. Abraham Lincoln appointed justices who supported his war policies in Reconstruction. And Franklin Delano Roosevelt appointed justices who supported the New Deal. Gearhart said the justices are also used as a tool for party agenda. Several presidents have expanded the court and thinned the bench before it settled at 9 justices in 1869. Roosevelt attempted to expand the court again in 1937, with a potential for a bench of up to 15 justices. Similarly, Democrats in the House of Representatives introduced a bill during the Trump presidency to increase the bench to 13 to combat a conservative majority, but that bill was never brought to the floor. In the initial 1973 Roe v. Wade decision, every Republican on the court but one voted in the majority. Gearhart said this summer's Dobbs decision and overturning of precedent reflects the change priorities of the Republican Party.
Republican judges are not the same as they used to be. These justices that voted to overturn Roe are not interested in following national election returns. Quite frankly, I think they're interested in fulfilling their party's agenda, of which overruling Roe is just one thing.
Gearhart said the Republican justices of 1973 were more representative of classic conservatives who respected precedent, which Roe v. Wade was grounded in. Republican judges like Amy Coney Barrett, Brett Kavanaugh, and Neil Gorsuch were appointed because they had pledged not to respect precedent.
This is just the beginning, of course, of a newer age, let's say, of constitutional decision making. And I think that perhaps one thing that may be a great byproduct of all this is for people to become more politically engaged. So I think the extent to which people are not happy or happy, they should become politically engaged and vote their preferences and then stick by those votes and vote again.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Eva Pukacz.